If you were to place a bit of that apple on her grave, I'm sure her spirit would greatly appreciate it. Sorry there. I didn't mean to startle you, sweet Barry. No, no, no. I was just offering you a bit of advice, since you seem to be new to this cemetery and all. You don't look old enough to know Miss Lula Doyle, considering she died in 1864, but I could be wrong. If that's the case, you are looking mighty good for your age. Gotta be like me, blushing and everything, with the way you're staring at me so intently, taking in the way my antennae wiggle with every bop of my head. I'm sorry for the distraction. Really, I am, but I can't help myself. I get so excited when meeting someone new. This town doesn't get a lot of fresh blood in it, so pardon my manners. My name is Belinda. I'm the groundskeeper around here. It's my duty to make sure all the flowers stay pollinated and fresh. Change out the dead ones for the fresh ones on certain graves. Make sure nothing gets too untidy or overgrown, you know, that kind of a basic thing. I recognize everyone who actually visits my cemetery, so when I saw a new face, I was excited to buzz on over here. I see you're having a little picnic by yourself. You wouldn't mind if I joined you. Well, aren't you a peach? Don't mind if I do. Making myself comfortable on the blanket you brought. Do you spend a lot of your time in the cemetery, or is it just a special occasion considering the season? It gives me hope that you'll start visiting more often, Barry. Not that my job isn't wonderful. The people here are good to me and everything. It just... well, it gets a bit lonely sometimes. I spend most of my days around dead folk, and they aren't much for conversating, you know? Exactly. And the flowers are beautiful, don't get me wrong. As you can see, they are kept in pristine condition. The flowers don't talk back. They're good for venting, too, but I miss actually talking to people. When I saw you eating your lunch and looking at Miss Doyle's headstone, I figured I might as well come over and say hello. The worst thing you can tell me to do is go away, right? Well, I'm glad you're enjoying my company, sweet Barry. I've been told I'm quite chatty, always offering up more information than strictly necessary. To that, I say if I didn't spend most of my days alone with only the dead and flowers for company, I wouldn't have to speak so much when I finally get my chance. You would think with how many of their family that's actually buried here, they would come and visit more often. This cemetery has been here since the town has been founded. Almost everybody's been buried here. But no, people only come around when there's a funeral of sorts. What brings you to the cemetery if you have no family buried here? This is a great place for getting away from everything. To just have a few moments to yourself. To slow things down and enjoy the world around you. I mean, you're actually listening to what I'm saying instead of scrolling on your phone and tuning me out. So you're already leagues ahead of the locals. I'm guessing that means I'm going to start seeing you around, aren't I? I'm more than happy for the company. You wouldn't believe how quiet this place can get. When the sun goes down for the night, it's almost eerie. Now that summer has left, there's almost nothing left to make noises. The cicadas are underground, the birds have flown south for the winter, and most animals are preparing for hibernation. The only ones out this time of year are people like you and me. The bee groundskeeper and the human who has decided to keep her company. You know, I'm quite enjoying our little conversation here. Thank you for listening to me ramble. I won't lie. The way you're looking at me so intently has started to make me feel some sort of way. Blush painting my cheeks and everything. All this attention from a berry as ripe as you is not something I'm used to, honey. You probably don't realize it, but you look mighty fine like this. I'm sure you didn't plan on going on a date when you were getting ready this evening, but you look good. I can only imagine what you look like cleaned up, hon. Should I take you on a proper date and find out? Look at you. Didn't realize it would be so easy to make you fluster considering the way you're staring at me. Trying to seduce me without ever saying a word. You really don't have to when you have eyes like yours. Could say a million words without ever opening your mouth. Those eyes of yours are telling me every thought you're thinking about. That smirk on your face makes it clear those thoughts you're having aren't pure. Keeping your concentration on me. Don't think I don't notice how you keep flicking down to my lips. Trying to sneak a peek at my thorax. Catch just how long my stinger is. Don't think you're being subtle, Barry. I just happen to like the attention from you. That's all. I've got a reputation around these parts for being a little too blunt with what I want. But when you spend all day around death, you realize just how short life really is. Why wait when you know you want something right now? You never know if tomorrow is guaranteed, sweet Barry. For all you know, you're going to fall asleep tonight and never wake up. We just assume the next day is guaranteed, but it's not. This cemetery is filled with people who prove that wrong. For example, Miss Lula Doyle in front of us. She was born in 1832, making her only 32 at the time of her passing. Any of us could be the next Lula Doyle, honey. Reaching my hand out and starting to rest it on your thigh. You don't mind the touch, do you? Good. I wasn't expecting you to feel so soft. I knew humans didn't have exoskeletons like bees, but you feel nothing like me. So smooth to the touch. My fingers start to trace delicate patterns into the skin. You're trying to figure out what I'm drawing, aren't you? It's just flowers. Nothing fancy. I don't know how to draw anything besides what's around me. Will you start coming around more so I can practice my figures? The only way to get better at something is with practice, and I don't have any references around these parts. You're the first person to spend longer than 5 minutes here. The last time I got this amount of conversation was... Oh my God. It was at the funeral that occurred 3 months ago. Jesus, has it really been that long? No wonder I'm talking your ear off. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't realize just how needy I've gotten. It's been so nice talking to you. Even better getting to feel ya. The warmth from your body practically radiates off of you as you stare at me with such clear intent, continuing to listen to everything I say. My hand reaches out to caress your cheek, turning your face from staring at my hand back to the features on my face. You drink in the way I bat my eyelashes over my huge black eyes, the way my antennae bobble just above me, looking lower, tracing the shape of my lips with your eyes. You're trying to hold yourself back, aren't you, hon? I don't recall ever saying you had to do that. If you want me, all you have to do is say so, honey. It's not difficult. No. Not like that. Just nodding your head yes isn't enough for me, sweet berry. I need to hear you say it. Come on, use your words, honey. Tell me how badly you want me. That's the only way you're going to get me, right? You feel me climb onto your lap, my stinger brushing against your thigh. You didn't realize how solid it would feel. Long and skinny. That's what I use to pollinate flowers. And in a pinch, protect myself. Luckily, I don't need to worry about that with you, honey. You wouldn't even hurt a fly, would you? Which means bees are safe in your care, too. Wrapping your arms around me, you struggle to fit around the width of my thorax. I've always been a bit thicker than most when it comes to that area, but I've never had any complaints before. Are you going to be the first one? I didn't think so, honey. Taking your hands and guiding them a little bit lower, letting you get a better grip on me. You watch as my wings flutter happily against you. Moving so quickly, it's practically silent, isn't it? It's only like this when I'm trying to be quick and stealthy, or when I'm starting to get excited. I think you're smart enough to figure out which one I'm feeling. Mm. Getting rid of all these extra layers in the way. Don't worry about anyone catching us. No one visits the old cemetery unless they have to. Repositioning you on the blanket. You feel your hole exposed to the crisp autumn air for the first time. There we go. I start to coat my stinger in some honey. Since you seem to enjoy my flowers so much, I thought you should enjoy the same pollination that they do. It's only fair, right? You're eager for it, aren't you? Listen to you. Worried you won't be able to take it. Don't worry. A berry as sweet as you is ripe for the taking, honey. Let me do what I do best. It's in a bee's nature to pollinate the brightest flowers, after all. Long and skinny. There's absolutely no resistance as I slip inside. Oh, it seems I was right about not having to worry about being able to handle my stinger, wasn't I? Yeah. I love being right. It starts off long and skinny. The closer it gets to the base, the thicker it gets in general. I know it doesn't feel like much right now, but we're going to get there. Need to make sure your hole can handle it first. Going to naturally stretch around my string, my stinger. Get used to the width of my cock slowly. Oh, yeah. It's all you can handle, honey. Don't want to go too fast and hurt you. I gotta take you on a proper date before I do anything like that, don't I? Oh, I felt that. The way your hole fluttered around me, making yourself just a bit tighter. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to take you on a proper date and down after this. Something a bit nicer than a cemetery picnic. Are you usually the type that fucks before the first date? Or am I just that special, hon? Somehow I don't believe that answer. I guess I'm just going to have to take you out on a date to learn if you're telling the truth. Right now, I think you're willing to say anything if it means getting to feel more of my stinger inside you. Love how your hole feels around it, taking it so deep. Not going to give you more than you can handle, Barry. I want you to come back for seconds, thirds, maybe even fourths. You're the first person to take my stinger so eagerly in this small town. biting your own lip as you try to keep your moans down. Don't want to make too much noise. Alert anyone nearby of what we're doing. I'm surprised, considering how quickly you gave it up. You don't want the whole town to know that you're the new bicycle, huh? You'll let anyone have a ride if they're going to fill you up, right? Just listen to you trying to deny it. If it's not true, Then why is my cock buried inside your hole, sweet Murray? If you're not gonna let just anyone fuck you, then why are you taking my stinger in a graveyard? Just look around you, honey. This is slutty behavior. This isn't something that someone with dignity does. You don't need to pretend to be something you're not. Not with me, honey. I happen to find it endearing how easy you are. It means I'm going to finally have some good company. No one in this area is able to keep up with me or my needs. You moving in shows me that it's not hopeless to stay here. That there's someone who I can at least have a little bit of fun with. Judging from the sound you're trying to hide, you're enjoying yourself, right? Rocking against my stinger, feeling it brush past that bundle of nerves. Why don't you start touching yourself, honey? You keep clenching around me, making yourself so tight. It's only fair that you touch yourself and you get to come too, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you are. Ugh, look at you go. So eager to do as you're told. Obediently following orders. I can tell you're going to do just fine in this town. I'm starting to realize you moved here because you wanted to be fucked by monsters all day and night. Not the first one who has come to this little nothing town in the middle of nowhere for that purpose. Just most are upfront about it. They don't play coy like you did. Pretending to listen while imagining what it would feel like to be split open on my stinger. My thorax pumping into you. If you needed this badly, I don't think I'm going to be enough for you. You might want to check out the local glory hole if you're enjoying my stinger this much. In a town like this, you're going to get to take all different kinds of cocks. We've got Ines, the snake woman with her hemipenis. Then there's Dolly the werewolf who has a knot. And that's not to mention Sadie the harpy. That little spot's between the tea store and the pawn shop. You know, if you want to head there after this. Oh, was that a thank you I just heard? Oh, yeah. You're going to do just fine in this town, honey. You're eager to be fucked by everyone, aren't you? Just don't forget to visit the cemetery a few times a week, Barry. Since I'm the one who discovered you, it's only fair that I get to have you a few times throughout the week, right? Moaning around my stinger, agreeing with everything I'm saying. It's adorable how far gone you are. And this isn't even the best part of me. I've got an ovipositor. I have an entirely different set of genitals for egg laying that I'm not even using on you. If you can't handle my stinger, how on earth are you going to be able to handle my ovipositor? I think we're just going to have to keep fucking. You're going to have to come here as often as possible to train yourself. I think after a few months, you'll have worked yourself up to taking eggs. What do you think? Oh, you love that thought so much. It's almost enough to make you come on the spot. Instead, you speed up your hand because it's the only thing you can do. Can't control how fast my thorax fucks into you. Can't help how my body pins you to the ground. All you can do is take what you're given and stroke yourself. Oh, yeah. All stretching around my stinger, accommodating how thick it gets closer to the base. Haven't even taken it all the way, and you're feeling like this. Oh, come on, honey. If you can't take my cock, how do you think you're going to handle a knot? This is just logic. I'm trying to help you. Maybe you can't handle the glory hole. Maybe this is all you can take right now. You're going to have to start reporting to me for training, aren't you? Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, that's all right. Oh, take it, honey. Just like that. You feel so fucking good. Getting me closer. Oh, I can't. It's too much. Go with me, sweet berry. You've done such a good job. Now you can let go. Don't fight it. Don't hold yourself back. Just let go, honey. Embrace it. Come with me. I'm pulling my stinger out. All the honey just drips out of you. How does it feel, hon? Trailing down your inner thigh, staining your tattered shreds of clothing. I think you're going to have to get creative with this picnic blanket once you head back into town. They frown on public indecency like this. Oh, come now. Don't give me that look. You enjoyed it in the moment. Feeling my raw strength rip apart the shreds of your clothing as I pushed you into proper position. There was, in fact, not a single complaint. I seem to remember someone saying yes, and even starting to beg for more as I was pulled down. So don't give me an attitude when you don't really have one. You don't want to put me in a bad mood for the date we have later, do you? Of course I'm still planning on taking you out, honey. We can't really go on a proper date unless we're out and about doing something, right? So I'm going to show you around town. Since you're still adjusting to this place, I'll show you all the best places. Where we shop, where we hang out, and where we avoid. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's really it for the different types of places here, but yeah. What kind of food do you like? Perfect. I think we have a little restaurant for that around here. It's a mom-pa place, is that fine? Wonderful. I'll pick you up around 7. Does that work? Then it's a date.